Good morning, my beloved brothers, and God bless each of you as we come together on this great morning to share this very special time of prayer and meditation. God has blessed us to see the end of one week and begin a new week. It's been the second full week in the month of September, and we praise God for his mercy extended to each of us as we've come this far by faith. Delighted to have each of you join us on this phone. Those of you that are with us, have been with us since March of 2015. We especially delighted in having you continue this journey of prayer with us as we seek to make our fraternity more viable and visible in this sin-torn world. Thank you for what you do on a daily basis to make this a very important part of what we do as Omega Men. Thank you so much. My brothers, I'm delighted to announce to you that we will begin this coming Wednesday with a new sign-in number. Each of you that signed in today heard as your greeting that our numbers will change. We are in the process of securing a Zoom connection. That has not been consummated. So in the meantime, until we get there, be prepared Wednesday to utilize the new number that has been provided. I will announce it again once Dr. Knox concludes his comments to give you a chance, if you have not recorded that number, to write it down. And we pray that you'll have a pencil and pen ready and paper so that you can record this new number. But know that we are changing. Our sign-in number will come to an end. Tomorrow will be the last day we'll be able to sign in as we have for the last 6 years. But our sign-in number will change effective Wednesday. Well, we'll be blessed by Brother Keller, our 10th district chaplain. And if you can't say that name, Keller, just think about Killer and just change it to Keller and you'll have his name. Thank you very much. My brothers, how delighted I am to have the opportunity to introduce so many of our brothers who are on the line, district representatives, members of our Supreme Council, current and past, are on the line with us, including many of our grand officers, current and past. We're delighted to have each of them. We're delighted to have our visionary for this effort, Brother Dr. Staccato Powell, joins us each day on the phone, and we're delighted to have him to join us. And we praise God for his presence and for his. We're also delighted today to have with us, as we have for the last several months, GB35, Brother Dr. Dorsey C. Miller. And we praise God for his presence on the phone with us today. And then, as always, we're delighted to have our immediate past Grand Bothless, GB40, as we affectionately refer to him, and he's with us today. So, brothers, let us now rise in spirit and receive him as he comes to us in his own way. I speak of none other than Brother Dr. Antonio F. Knox, who joins us now on the phone. God bless you, Dr. Knox. You have the phone, sir.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor.
Amen.
And good morning, brothers. It's always a blessing. Brothers, God has not given us a spirit of fear or of being timid, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And during this season, brothers, it is not a time for embracing, but a time to refrain from embracing. Brothers, as we continue in this journey, God is giving us the messages to be able to survive and get through this time that's going on in our country. So, brothers, please, please continue being who you are. Continue coming to the call and bringing others and asking God for what you want. Brothers, I cannot thank you enough for what you do. But please know I love you all.
And Dr. Knox, we love you as well, and you know that, and we praise God for you, and we look forward to your continued participation with us. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you so much, Reverend Doctor.
My brothers, we begin this week with the 8th District, following the 7th District last Friday with Brother Reverend Roy Johnson. Today we continue our cycle of district chaplains who present the Word of God and pray for us. And today we're fortunate to have with us our 8th District Chaplain, Brother Reverend Edward G. Venerable, who joins us on the phone. I delight in calling his name. The 8th District has 8 states, and his name has 4 syllables. And I delight in pronouncing each one. Brother Edward G. Venerable, God bless you. Reverend, you have the phone, sir.
Amen, Dr.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless each of you on this fine morning. We honor the Lord and to all of our current grand officers. We honor our grand chaplain, Brother Reverend Dr. Walter T. Richardson. To our immediate past, grand chaplain, Brother Reverend Dr. Staccato Powell. And to our immediate past, grand bosslers, none other than Brother Antonio Faithful Knox Sr. And also to our former grand bosslers, GB35, Brother Dorsey C. Miller. And to all of our current and past Supreme Council members and to all of my brothers that are on this call. Today is Monday, September the 13th, 2021, day 257. Today we're talking about God's reaching mercy, and it can be found in Jonah chapters 1 through 4. When God assigns Jonah to preach a revival in Nineveh, the reluctant prophet ships out instead for Tarshish, precisely in the opposite direction. But God pursues him. He uses a fierce wind and a hungry fish to deposit Jonah on shore again, ready now to respond to God's directive. Using a divinely given one-sentence sermon, Jonah watches as one of the greatest revivals in history takes place, from the greatest to the least of the inhabitants of Nineveh. But rather than rejoice at Nineveh's spiritual awakening, Jonah is disappointed that Israel's arch enemy now will not be destroyed. God must teach him, his pouting prophet, a lesson on divine mercy. In chapter 1, we find Jonah's disobedience. He's in the ship. In chapter 2, Jonah is in distress while he's in the fish. In chapter 3, Jonah's declaration, he is now back in the city of Nineveh. And in chapter 4, Jonah's displeasure in the sunlight. In our daily walk this morning, God has a marvelous way of bringing his children great opportunities, brilliantly disguised as impossible situations. Consider Jonah, summoned by God on a short notice to preach to Israel's cruelest foe. Jonah hits the panic button and runs for cover. Finally turned around by God and sent by special delivery to Nineveh, Jonah reluctantly preaches his message of repentance. Once again, God does the unexpected by bringing sweeping revival to the city. But instead of rejoicing over the salvation of lost souls, Jonah withdraws to grumble at God. Mercy fuels compassion, providing promising glimpse of light in a darkened world. It's kindness, forward forgiveness, and empathy. Mercy chooses not to be offended and compassionately sees a hurting heart behind hurtful words. God's mercy is reflected in the cross of Christ, a direct reflection of his love for us. Mercy is an extension and expression of love. It would be considered an act of kindness, compassion, or favor. Mercy is a characteristic of God, our Heavenly Father. So what does the Bible say mercy is? In Lamentations 3:22-23, it says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning." Somebody ought to say, thank God for a new morning of mercies. "Great is thy faithfulness." God's plan stems from his merciful love for his people, knowing there was nothing we could do to earn our way into his presence. He made a way through the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Defeating death, Jesus opened up access to God for us. Through prayer, God's word, and the Holy Spirit living in us, each day brings fresh new mercy. Every morning, God is faithful, even though every day we fall short. Mercy is God's gift to the repentant heart. The following verses define this element of God's love. "You, Lord, are forgiving and good. abounding in love to all who call to you, Psalms 86 and 5. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, Ephesians 2, 4 through 5. He saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saves us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, Titus 3, 5. So what is God's mercy? James 3 and 17 reminds us, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. God's mercy is closely akin with forgiveness. We do, in response to God's mercy, send an important message to the people in our lives. James is very clear in his letter that through deeds are not required to earn God's favor or to be a Christian. A repentant heart that loves God will surely be evident by the lives we live. In his article, Have Mercy on Me, David Mathis says, when God shows his mercy, he does so with utter intentionality and strength. And we as his creatures get our deepest glimpse of who he is, not just in his sovereignty, but his goodness. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, Exodus 34, 6 through 7. This verse shows that mercy is an expression of who God is and God's love for us. So what are the benefits of God's mercy? In Luke 6, 35 to 36 says, but love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind and unto the unthankful and to the evil. Also, we find in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, 44 through 47, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? That do not even the publicans so? Brothers, I'm reminded of a TV show, and I'm sure some of you have probably seen it. It was called Different Strokes. Ty Bridges, who played the character Willis, and Gary Coleman played the character Arnold. And anytime Willis told Arnold he had to do something or something that he didn't like or understand, Arnold's first response was always, what you talking about, Willis? It is in the same manner when Jesus tells us to love our enemies, I believe many of us would say, what are you talking about, Jesus? It's easy to love to somebody that's always patting you on your back, encouraging you, saying good things about you, doing things for you. But, oh, when it comes time that we have to show mercy and love for our enemies, it would be hard to try to love somebody that you know is setting up a trap for you, somebody on your job trying to make it hard for you. People that come your way that just don't want to do you right, they disrespect you, disrespectful to you. But God says, love your enemies. And that's showing grace to someone, that's showing mercy to someone that doesn't necessarily may even deserve it. But that by showing mercy to your enemy, it shows that the love of God is in you. So what is the benefit of God's mercy? It includes peace, love, and joy. None of the behaviors Luke speaks of come naturally. In Christ, mercy and truth meet together. Christ-centered people see the world through his perspective, not through our own eyes. We have to see it the way God loves flows through his eyes. When we are merciful to others, it brings their hearts and our joys. We must submit to his merciful ways. We choose to acknowledge peace. Apart from Christ, this is impossible. Thankfully, his mercies are new every morning. Psalms 86 and 15 says, "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and merciful, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant and save the son of thy handmaiden." Mercy is a cornerstone characteristic of God, evidenced by its repetition in Scripture. We can find that in the King James Version of the Bible, mercy is mentioned some 262 times. Now, I believe, now this is just me, brethren, but it's hard to talk about mercy and not include grace. And the question is, are they related? Ephesians 4 and 32 says, "And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." Love is the common denominator between mercy and grace. Mercy is what gets us out of trouble, and grace gives us what we don't deserve. By grace, Jesus saved us, and mercy flowed from his last words when he told them, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Mercy and grace, love and forgiveness, and characteristics are characteristics of our Heavenly Father, functioning in tandem as he sits sovereign on his throne in heaven. The mystery of our triune God knits these traits together in a beautiful tapestry of redemption and restoration for all of us. I'm reminded of a song whose lyrics goes like this: "Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through." Brothers, on this morning, I conclude with this. Unlike Jonah, are you prepared to handle a mission impossible today? A shift in plans, an unexpected interruption, an opportunity cleverly disguised as an imposition. Today, the first time something unexpected happens, and it will, resist the urge to hit the panic button. Instead, look for the door of opportunity God is opening to you and take it. Let others experience God's mercy through you. This concludes our devotional on this morning, my brothers. Let us turn our hearts and our minds to God in prayer. The Bible records in Hebrews 4 and 16, it says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need." Psalms 34 and 19 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." First off, we have a praise report regarding Brother Reverend Dr. Terrence Spencer. We're praising God that he came through his AFib surgery not long ago. So God is still working miracles, even in the hospital. God bless Brother Spence. Prayer is being requested for the following brothers from the Chi Iota chapter: Brothers Eric Hennix, Leon Sturkey, and Jamie Thomas. Brother Kevin Scott is requesting prayer for his neighbor, Ms. Gwen Guthrie, for successful surgery. And also he's requesting prayer for his dear spiritual mentor, Pastor Larry Smith, and his family as they deal with his wife's battle with Alzheimer's. And she has been moved, unfortunately, to hospice care. We're also praying for retired Colonel Walter Knoll of Delta Epsilon chapter, specifically his wife, Dorinda. She's in need of our prayers after being admitted to the hospital for uncontrollable blood pressure levels. We are praying for a speedy recovery. Brother Sumbry asks for continued prayers as he recovers in a rehab center due to complications from his kidney transplant. And lastly, and certainly not least, we're continuing to pray for Essie Johnson, who is battling bone cancer. And we also want to keep Brother Rayford Johnson in our prayers, the caregiver who is struggling with his own personal health issues. Our God and our Father, Lord, we humbly come to you on this morning, thanking you again for another day. Thank you, Lord, because you do with all things well. Lord, you don't make mistakes and neither do you err. But Lord, we're thanking you for allowing us to wake up to see just another day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, you're a wonderful and an awesome God. What a mighty God we serve. Somebody said that you are a wonder in our soul. And God, we just thank you for being who you are. It's because of who you are we give you glory. It's because of who you are we give you praise. And Lord, we lift up our hearts, we lift up our hands unto you on this early Monday morning. Not murmuring and complaining, but God, we have thanksgiving in our hearts and a praise on our lips. Just giving you glory for all the wonderful things that you've done and how you have brought us through. God, you are not naive to all the prayer requests that have gone first, have gone forth, all the spoken and unspoken requests. God, we ask now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would stretch forth your hand and see about each and every one of the names that have been called. God, you are the great physician. You are the great I am. And there's not a case that is too hard for you. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over those that are requesting prayer on today. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, we ask now in the name of Jesus that you would heal, deliver, and set free. God, we call upon you now, God, as never before. We are in need of your help. We are in need of your strength. There's nobody like the Lord. God, we are intercessors. We are praying for those, God, that may not be able to pray for themselves. Lord, those that may not even have taken the opportunity to submit a prayer, Lord, you know all about their needs now. God, we pray that you meet every need now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying for all of our soldiers, Lord, that have served in the military, especially those, God, as of recent that have been in Afghanistan. Send your hedge of protection all around them, God. Touch their minds and touch their bodies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All of those that were affected by Hurricane Ida, Lord, those that are displaced, those that are hungry, those without food to eat, those without a shelter, a place to stay. God, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the provider. And God, we are praying that you will make provision for all of those people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying for our government leaders, Lord, our president, the vice president, the House of Representatives and the Senate, all those in federal, state, and local government, in the name of Jesus. Lord, they don't know that they need your help, but we are praying that, God, they will seek you the more, seek direction in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking that you would grant them wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who give it liberally and upbraideth not. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch them now, God, one by one, name by name, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you are able to do anything but fail. God, we may not have always lived up to everything that you wanted us to do, but God, we are asking now in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins. Forgive us of our transgressions. Forgive us, Lord, of our impure thoughts. Forgive us, God, when you told us to go left and we should have went right. Forgive us, God, when we didn't love our neighbor the way you instructed us to. Forgive us, God, when we didn't show mercy to our enemy, God, when you've asked us to. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you continue to work on us, continue to help us to be more like you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you may get the glory out of everything that we say and do. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're praying for Brother Marion and the entire Supreme Council of this fine fraternity, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to keep your hand upon him. Lead and guide them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, do it for your glory. Lord, now, God, as we conclude this prayer on today, go with us, Lord. Don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come upon us. Lord, as we go to and from work and to our various destinations, God, as we left home, we pray, Lord, that you will allow us to come back home to find all is well. Keep our families safe. Keep our children, our spouses, our loved ones close and far away in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, we'll tell the world that it pays to serve Jesus, and it pays every day. These things and many blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name and for your sake alone. Let every heart say, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen and amen.